In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've just heard a reading of the James text, a very practical text in which James instructs Christians in the ways in which they ought to deal with one another. The focus is really quite narrow, and I think it might be well for us to keep that focus narrow this morning. It's a text that is strong in malady, that is, in law. And I must say, we rather enjoy those kinds of texts. They are enjoyable to preach on. And surprisingly, if you preach on a strong law text, you will get great comments when people leave the church. "Pastor, that was a wonderful sermon. You really told them, didn't you?" Them, never me. Well, James is talking law language in a good part of the text, and he says, "Show no partiality." But you see, that's exactly what was going on, and that's why he had to exhort them to show no partiality. He said, if a man comes in and he's wearing gold rings and fine clothes, and he's obviously a man of wealth and importance, you say, "Come, sit here." And then another man comes in who is wearing dirty clothes and is obviously poor, and you say, "Stand in the corner," or "Sit at my feet." That's very easy for us to think ourselves back into the first century, to think of those small little homes as Christians would gather in these small assemblies, and one can imagine this quite well. Indeed, the issue of showing partiality, of honoring the rich and powerful and dishonoring the poor. Maybe that's why we have television programs like The Rich and the Famous even today. We do honor them, don't we? We do love to show them partiality. Well, James goes on and he begins to use the word rich and poor, and he says, "Don't you know that those who are really rich, who really have God's riches," he said, "those are the ones that you count as poor. But they are rich in the kingdom. And in dishonoring the poor, you may well have dishonored the rich in the kingdom." As we hear James discussing the issues that were facing them then, we say, not too much different today. It's really true that in the church we do tend to show partiality to those who are rich, educated, able to express themselves well, have some money, have some influence. In fact, I've even heard it told that there are pastors who show such partiality to such people. And it may well be that you will discover once you were in the ministry, you will be tempted to do precisely the same thing. But James calls us to something different, and he says, "Love your neighbor as yourself," quoting the passage from Leviticus, picked up by our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount, in which our Lord expands it and says, don't only love your neighbors yourself, love your enemies. And James says, this is the royal law according to the Scripture. And if you do this, you do well. End of the pericope. Well, it's nice. That's a nice moral exhortation. Be good, play nice. And if you do this, you're doing well. After all, what would you expect from James, right? Nice moralistic little statement. But if that's the way you read the text, go back again. Read it carefully. Note how it begins. "My brethren, show no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ." He's addressing Christians, brothers, brethren. And he calls them to show no partiality on the basis of the fact that they have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You think this is simply a law text, if you think this is simply moralism, you got it wrong. Look again. The power, the motivation, the reason is all there summarized in the words, "the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is not law, it's gospel. He is calling us to faith, calling us to that forgiveness that forgives even sins when we show partiality to others that we should not. Our Lord came to forgive sins. Our Lord came to forgive our sins. Our Lord was incarnate for us. And for us and for our salvation, he went to the cross and died in our place. Not to make us able to do moral good things, but to forgive us and to call us to a new life, a life of service to him, which shows itself in service to people as we serve the Lord with all that we do and say and think. It's a gospel text. It's not a law text at all. Does he lay out the law? Of course he does. But always back to the gospel. Always back to the reason. Always back to the focus. Always back to our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross for us. Brethren, it is all in the name and for the sake of the faith that we hold in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thus we proclaim, thus we believe. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.